The Bible tells us God's ways aren't our ways. But Dr. Tony Evans says even when they're not, our response should be the same. He'll explain as we spend 2 minutes with Tony.
God told Peter, cast your net on the other side of the boat. I think we're going to get some fish. Guess what Peter said? Come on now, Jesus. I am part of the Zebedee Fishing Corporation. Okay, I've been doing this all my life. We have fished all night and caught nothing. They're not biting. So Jesus, you stick to preaching. Jesus said, just humor me. Throw the net on the other side of the boat. Peter said, all right, let me humor you. Throws the net on the other side of the boat. So many fish go into the net. The nets are about to break. The boat is about to sink. And he fell before God and said, I am a sinful man. Because I questioned your knowledge, but he obeyed. His faith was in his obedience in spite of how he felt about it. How he felt about it could have kept him from throwing the net. But he didn't let how he felt about it stop him from throwing the net. He threw the net anyway, and even a little bit of faith brought him a big blessing. So even if you doubt God, even if you question, even though it doesn't make sense, throw the dumb net. The work of faith is the obedience, and the more it doesn't make sense, the more chaotic it seems, the more insane God looks, is the bigger thing he has in store.
For more on how obedience deepens our connection with Christ, check with us for details on Dr. Evans' series, Heroes of the Faith, available online at tonyevans.org. Then join us next time for 2 Minutes with Tony.